Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, so yesterday the mom and pop shops got their day in the sun, no doubt about it. Small Business Saturday highlights the local companies that are the heartbeat of our neighborhoods. But while you were shopping for the holiday gifts, did it inspire you to potentially open a shop of your own that people can celebrate next year? Well, to discuss how you can begin your own company's journey, we have Andy Donahue, State Director of the Minnesota Small Business Development Center, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir, and welcome?
Well, I am well, and thank you for having me this evening.
This is a great idea to get the word out. If you're interested in doing this, come on, come see us. That's a big deal. Have you already started hearing people respond?
Oh, all the time. It's, you know, no matter if it's the holiday season or any other time of the year, you know, small business owners and entrepreneurs are really looking to, you know, start their own business and really take those first steps to launching their own entrepreneurial journey. And even though, you know, during the holidays, it really, you know, motivates them a little bit more seeing all the other small businesses that are around their region.
Right. So what are the first steps?
First steps is, you know, you really want to first come up with your plan of action. What do you want to do? You know, the one thing that has really changed over the last few years is a lot of individuals that have had hobbies, some passion projects they've gone ahead, they've really been able to really bring those ideas to light. So what I would recommend is obviously first come to your local small business development center that provides no cost consulting for any entrepreneur that's looking at starting their own business. From there, we'll be able to get you set up with one of our no-cost consultants, and they'll be able to work with you through your plan of action from start to finish.
Now, that sounds really easy when you say it like that. And, of course, my heart is beating fast because we know that it is not as easy as many people think it is. I do believe that it's getting to the point where there are so many young people, you know, those between the ages of 20 years old all the way up to 40 years old that are saying, I think I'm going to throw my hat in. I mean, I've talked to a few people and I was like, wow, you actually did it. This is so awesome. So when you hear people say, I think I want to do that, do you begin immediately saying, we can help you, we can make this happen for you? Or do you say, well, maybe you want to do a little more research?
You know, a little bit of both. You know, it's, you know, everybody has their own, you know, way of how they want to have their pace to go. And some individuals will come into our local office and say, let's get going right away. They'll have their own research already done. They'll have their plan of action, you know, ready to go, business plan, some financial projections. But then there's some that really want that guidance and from that really expertise that we do offer through our local SBDCs, and to really sit down and understand the journey and how they need to set up their plan of action, how much research they need to do. So everybody is really at their own pace, and we can cater to that, their guidance, to what speed they want to go. You know, I've worked with clients myself, and some will start within a couple months and some will take a couple years, and we just really will go at the pace that they want to go.
You know, we've lost some really great nonprofits that were working on these sort of things, especially when it comes to women and their businesses. And, you know, a lot of them have slowed down. Some of them have had to close. And I wonder, how do you start all over again? Has that happened to you? Have you all sat and said, okay, we need to totally rework this and do it a different way, a better way?
Yeah, you know, if the last few years have, you know, taught us anything, is really looking at that opportunity where, you know, businesses have to pivot for one, but then also those individuals that may have had a, you know, a loss in their business, you know, to really start over and look, how can we change direction? How can we change the way we do business, especially in today's, you know, marketplace, and really cater to who is our customer and where can they find my product, whether it's in our local stores, having an online presence, or however we can meet them, you know, if it's in any of those different areas and so on.
In my head and heart, I always think of the people that are getting into these businesses, that they need a team of people that stick and stay with them. Is that who you do? Is that what you do?
We absolutely do. You know, we have a wide variety throughout the state of Minnesota. You know, our 9 regional offices are, you know, all over the state. But beyond that, we have about 125 different unique consultants that can work with entrepreneurs throughout their entrepreneur journey. So anybody that's tied in marketing, QuickBooks, you know, financial literacy, a little bit of legal, we have the whole gamut of consultant expertise throughout the state. And beyond that, you know, I've always advised, you know, entrepreneurs that we've worked with is to surround yourself with a team. You know, their goal of being an entrepreneur is really, you know, putting their passion forward and, you know, focusing in on what made them, you know, start the business, and to surround themselves then with people that, you know, can make them even better and have a fantastic team around them.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You one of the things I can imagine that you do is that to make sure that their focus is clear, that the title of whatever it is that they have chosen to begin a business in, all of those things really matter, right? The names, the people, the where it's located, all of those things really matter. When people come in and talk to you, do you start where? Where do you start by advising them?
Yeah, we start at, you know, a lot of that foundational stuff, and there's a couple different ways we can do that. We can look at just doing a simple business plan, you know, with a client, that if they have some ideas on paper, but some will just come in and say, here's my idea, this is what I'm thinking of doing, and where do I start from here? And a lot of times we'll really get into the nitty-gritty foundational stuff. Just like if you're building a house or if you have another project, you want to really have that solid foundation. So we challenge them and have them do a little bit of research ahead of time, or, you know, beyond that, as what I like to say, their homework assignment is to go talk to individuals, go talk to who might be your customer and find out if there is a need for that product or service. And if there is, great, we can go to the next step. And if not, maybe it's just pivoting the direction where they want to go. So really looking at those key and crucial, you know, pieces of information that you need to have as a foundation. Because the last thing you want to be doing is when you start your own business is to, you know, fall, you know, apart right away without having those important conversations and doing your research. So having, you know, the research that you can do from a secondary market, but also a lot of those face-to-face customer interactions right away is going to make your business very crucial and very set up for success in the future.
When you say success, explain that to me. Is there a certain amount of time that the business is doing well, or do you say, we need you to get to this point? I don't care if it's 1 year, 6 months, or something like that, and we know that you're solid, and we can continue. I loved reading that you guys work with entrepreneurs from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you also help them to expand. That's a really big deal, because we would all need that information for sure if we chose to do it.
Sure, and success for every entrepreneur is defined so differently. You know, some are just looking to get a product to market. Some will say, hey, I want to be making, you know, $250,000 to $300,000 in revenue per year. Some others will be saying, I want to be expanding it, you know, by year three. So really success is measured in a whole variety of different ways, but it's really measured by how fast and where the entrepreneur wants to go. And you're right, you know, we will certainly work with our clients through the Small Business Development Centers and work with them on every stage of the business, from that startup all the way through that second stage in expansion. So there's really no stop point. We go to that the direction where the business owner wants to go, you know, whether it's just going at a slower pace for them or if they want to be expanding in, you know, year three or year four and doing some different things, you know, we're at their pace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've had some hard times, of course, in the last 4 years. And I know people were really scared. They said, you know, they're ready to go. I've talked to entrepreneurs that were really considering going all the way. And sometimes they say, nope, need another 2 years or need another 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. How do you encourage them when they come to you and say, this is what I knew I wanted to do, but now I'm not so sure?
You know, it's really having that conversation and, you know, challenging them to see what might be holding them up a little bit, whether maybe it's a financial aspect of it, maybe it's a fear of failing. What a lot of, you know, clients and entrepreneurs that we've worked with over the last 3 to 4 years have all gone through the same thing with, you know, COVID and what happened with that. So really asking those questions to them and really finding what those pain points are and helping them overcome those obstacles. It's just like anything else that, you know, we face, and whether it's a job, career, family, or anything like that, there's always little obstacles that get thrown in your way. So how do you overcome those? And having those communication, you know, with the client, or pointing them in the right direction and providing that support for them if it is something that they need to be focused on.
Yeah. Have you started a small business before?
I have, yes.
How challenging was it? Yeah.
You know, it was challenging because, you know, you have to, you know, set aside a lot of fears. You have to, you know, make sure that you do your research ahead of time and making sure there is a market for it. You know, there's so much that has changed even in the last decade of the way business is operating.
Right.
It is important to do a lot of that research ahead of time because, honestly, it's changing on a daily basis. If we look at how much technology has changed over the last couple of years.
Exactly.
That changes daily. So you always have to be, you know, right, you know, in front of it. And if you don't know how to do it, making sure you have that team, as we mentioned, around you that can help support you through these times.
Yeah, I sure hope that there are enough people to help, because there are so many women specifically that really want to start businesses. And sometimes it is absolutely terrifying. And other times they find a place where they go, you know what, I'm comfortable now. I think I can actually do this. And many of them are succeeding. I love seeing women come forward. What are what would you say the average age of a person who is starting a business now in Minnesota? What age would that be?
You know, we're seeing a lot all across the whole spectrum. We see a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, anywhere from that age from 25 to 45, you know, as you mentioned earlier. But we're also seeing a lot of entrepreneurs that are in their retirement phase that are looking to get out of their career and want to have one of those passion projects. They'll either open up like a little small boutique, small coffee shop. You know, we've seen it all over the spectrum. So there is really no limitation on, you know, an age demographic right now, because there's so many different entrepreneurs that have a wide variety of passions. They're starting all over the age spectrum.
Right. It's so true. By the way, there are a lot of teenagers, you know, that are 16, 17 years old, that have really found their space, right? Their place where mm-hmm. they know exactly what it is that they want to do. Can they too come to the Minnesota Small Business Development Center and find out what the possibilities are for them to have a business?
Sure, we can certainly guide them. Usually, you know, we do start at the age of 18, you know, about when we were able to consult. But we do have worked with some other teenagers there that 15, 16, 17 years old, mm-hmm. With a parent or guardian along with them, just because there's so much information out there. We want to make sure that they're ready for success. And a lot of the education that they're getting now, even in the high school programs, or even of some of those pre-secondary opportunities that the high schools and colleges are having, it gives them a great foundational basis for starting their own business.
Yeah. And of course, you mentioned technology. Technology is one of the key success movement, right? If you want to be successful, you got to make sure that you know that you want this, that you're going to work really hard for mm-hmm. it. How often do you say, we had this really big group last year or 5 years ago, and now it's dwindling? Do you see that? Do you say that? Or do you say, no, they are thriving?
No, we certainly want to make sure that we present as many tools to their success, you know, especially the way that technology has changed, and really have themselves, you know, on a digital footprint. You know, there's so many different ways in how they could advertise in the past. You know, that's obviously has changed. And so how much can we put forward from a digital marketplace and making sure that they're engaged in an online community and finding those tools out there? You know, there's so many different ways in how you could be looking at that and having a two-way conversation online, just like how you would be face-to-face. But you can do it now in a digital space itself. So there's so many different ways in how an entrepreneur can find that. You know, there might be different groups out there, but there's so many more that they can choose from now that weren't here even 5 years ago.
It's so true. And, you know, small business might sound small, but some of these businesses are really thriving and doing very well, and I'm grateful for it. So thank you for what you do, Andy Donahue. Thank you so much. If people want more information, where do they go?
Certainly, they can. If you want to look for information on the Small Business Development Center here in Minnesota, you can go to www.mnsbdc.com. That's our Minnesota SBDC website. Mm-hmm. Through the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, DEED is our hosting agency here through the state. You can certainly go to joinusmn.com and see a lot of the different funding opportunities that are out there, a lot of the different partners and resources that we have available between the SBDC, Launch Minnesota, and our other organizations that we do partner with throughout the state.
Right. Final question. Are our neighboring states doing better than we are when it comes to small business?
Are neighboring states doing better?
Yeah.
I would say they're equal, but Minnesota is certainly ahead of the game. I worked in Wisconsin for a number of years, you know, in my former role with the SBDC, and we have a lot of great resources here in Minnesota that entrepreneurs can take advantage of that other states certainly do not have.
You just made my day, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us tonight. Andy, you take care, and I hope to have you back on.
I would love to be back on anytime.
All right, take care. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.